Hi, this is Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. Thanks for joining me. I'm Kara Laurence. Quatuor Ben, or the Ebony Quartet, appears in Kalamazoo tonight on tour from its home city of Paris, France. The quartet will play two French classics by Debussy and Ravel tonight in Stetson Chapel in a Fontana concert. The Eben Quartet has been around for nearly 20 years and tours North America annually, but this is the first time they've appeared in Kalamazoo. I spoke to violinist Gabriel Lemagador for a preview. The Eben Quartet is currently on a tour of North America from Texas to Montreal. How is it going?
Yes, this is a huge tour we have to do now. It's always a big moment, a big event for us to come to United States because the distance make the tour different as in Europa or in other countries. From a state to another, it is so different. The weather, of course, for the instruments, also for us. You know, we have incredibly heavy luggages with winter shirt, with a summer shirt, and with winter pullover, so it's quite amazing every time. Kalamazoo will be actually our last concert in U.S., and tomorrow we go to Montreal for the last concert of the tour. So we did Georgia, Alabama, New York City, and it's going well. It's always quite tiring, but it's incredibly motivating for us to be in such amazing halls and meet new public. And we feel very good in America because we always think the public is so open-minded compared to some other countries. Sometimes we which like to put, you know, a musician in a case, like separate classical and jazz. But here we feel that the public coming to the concert is quite young, and the diversity of the public also is quite good. So we're happy, tired but happy.
I see that currently in classical music, string quartet playing in particular is at a great historic point. Very, very fine quartets can be found just about everywhere. And there are new groups being established. They show up at a competition and play flawlessly and they get management. And I wondered, how does this environment help or hurt Eben Quartet?
From our point of view, it's a very positive period. If I look in France, for example, 15 years ago or 20 years ago when we just began the quartet, we were maybe two or three groups, young generation, trying to come out and to do this job, because classical, the chamber music repertoire as string quartet was not very, people didn't know so much about this repertoire. It was a bit scaring for musicians to dedicate their life to a group. And suddenly, I have seen now from years, maybe since 8 or 7 years, this is incredibly growing up. And a lot of groups are, I talk about France, but also in Germany, I can see in U.S. as well, the Calidor or people that we know. Mm-hmm. This is recognized now as a wonderful job, being inside a string quartet, and I'm very proud of it. We have no what we call competition. It's more so respectful from our point of view to have many groups trying to play and to trying to enjoy this quartet life, because it's, of course, quartet life is very hard. But it's also one of the best we can have. I will never complain about it. This is a real school of learning democracy, learning behavior between each partner you have. And it brings as well much to our personal lives than only being musician. So I respect this, and I'm so happy to see many young groups give interest more and more to chamber music. This is only positive.
Let's talk about the program. Here in Kalamazoo, an iconic French group will perform two French masterpieces by Debussy and Ravel. Would you tell our listeners why these are such significant pieces?
The two pieces, of course, Debussy and Ravel, are very significant for French musicians. The very first quartet we began with 17 years ago, when the quartet born, it was with Ravel, actually. I don't know why, we just felt we had so many things to discover as color, harmonies. It was something we always put in priority in our quartet life, like having homogeneity, working on harmonies. We felt good with this music, and we wanted to discover every note and every harmony, every way, every structure. It has been, still today, Ravel Quartet is maybe the one we played the most. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe we did, I don't know, 300 times or 400 times. But we always discover something, believe me. Even today, we will do a rehearsal for the concert, of course. And I think we will do like slow moments to enjoy and search the sound, search the harmony. And like a good sweet, when you have appetite for sweets and sugar, you if you like the same dessert every day, you try different the same dessert in different restaurants because you like it. It's a bit the same with Ravel, you know, with the French music. Harmonies are such in a great level that you are never bored with this. You always want to taste it again. It's similar in Debussy. Even if the two pieces are quite different, Debussy is, I would say, much more inspired by, it's strange what I will say, but by a German language. Not, of course, in the harmonies, but in the sound. It's like if Debussy would have a more woody sound, deepness, and very, very, yes, how to say, from the hearth. And Ravel, at the opposite, will be more like a butterfly, windy, and with different colors from the sky. It can be like a mirror. We know that Ravel was fascinated by Debussy Quartet, and he tried to do something similar, but it's really opposite because, of course, they were different persons, different personalities. So we like to perform them together because it shows two different ways of the French music.
That's violinist Gabriel Le Magador performing with his quartet, Quatuor et Ben, or the Ebony Quartet, on the Fontana series tonight at 7:30 in Stetson Chapel. Details at fontanamusic.org. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence.